course, signs used to bother me. Now they make me happy, cause no one gonna see. My heart starts beating faster and I get the urge to flirt, cause there's nothing looks so fine as a feller digging dirt. With his muscles shining brightly in the hot blazing sun, wearing tight dusty Levi's, my affections they have won. Ladies like scenery and traveling just fine, but the best part is that road sweet on down the line. Equal opportunities, a mighty fine idea. Women on the road cruise is the latest thing I hear. Now I'm forgiving women equal work and equal pay, but I'd rather watch a feller lay in concrete any day. Women muscles shining brightly in the hot blazing sun, wearing tight dusty Levi's, my affections they have won. Ladies like scenery and traveling just fine, best part is them road cruise meet on down the line. Make a man feel tired, but any job goes easier if you know you are admired. So all you traveling women, the next road crew that you see, slow down, say hello, throw a kiss from you and me. With their muscles shining brightly in the hot blazing sun, wearing tight dusty Levi's, my affections they have won. Ladies, scenery and traveling just fine, but the best part is that road crew should be done.
I'm discovering as I travel around there's a huge sisterhood throughout this country of women who have similar interests to me. Let's just do Breaking Up Christmas.
Just that one?
Two times. Okay. We're going to save it. We're going to do a tune that we were jamming the other night called Breaking Up Christmas. If it stays on my skirt, then I may be breaking up my dulcimer if it doesn't.
Call out the road crew.
Yeah.
Lois Hornbostel. Thank you, Lois. Neil Walter on guitar. Pretty good so far?
Yeah.
Good. My job here for Augusta is to handle the publicity, so I'm always very interested as to how people find out about these events. I'm curious, are there anybody here who won free tickets on WDNE or WELK radio? We've got some winners back there and some more winners there. I'm glad you all came out, and I appreciate WDNE and WELK for doing that, as well as Jerry Gibson and WETV, Channel 8 here in Elkins, been very supportive of Augusta, as well as the Intermountain newspaper and the whole college community here at the Davis-Nelkins College does a lot to support and get the word out about Augusta. We've had a lot of mountain dulcimers so far, and as you can see, we're setting up a couple of hammer dulcimers for our final act during this half of the concert. Right at the close of this next performance, we're going to take a 15-minute intermission. The Augusta store will be open downstairs. Those of you who've been here all week are familiar with the Augusta store. The rest of you, there's a staircase just outside the way you came in that leads downstairs. There's pop machines and restrooms, water fountain, and if you go a little bit further, you'll find the Augusta store. Most all the performers do have recordings for sale and a variety of other things, t-shirts and books and anything you might need for about 15 minutes, and then again, the store will be open after the end of the concert. We often get a lot of questions about the dulcimer as if the mountain dulcimer and the hammer dulcimer were variations of the same instrument. The mountain dulcimer that we've heard so far actually is a type of a zither and generally thought to come from somewhere around Germany. It's related to the auto harp, and we saw the epinet, another variation on that type of instrument. The hammer dulcimer that you see here is a very ancient instrument that I've heard people claim that it actually comes from the Middle East. There's a lot of instruments that are based on this and have various names, but they're related to the piano, or the piano is related to this. This actually predates the piano. And we're going to be treated now to a number of duets by a couple who are also here for their first time at Augusta. They drove all the way up from Texas to be here, and let's make them welcome. This is Linda and Wes Thompson.
Well, hi there. I have been here before, and in more than one capacity. I've been here as a student as well as a teacher before, and I would like to thank some people very personally. I have found that what these people do, I gather Maddie and Margo and their crew, they sift through and they do IQ tests and personality tests, and only the very brightest, nicest people get my class. I can't begin to tell you how I appreciate the concern they take with that kind of thing. It has been a blessing. It has been a blessing. I'm certain they can't have done that for all the teachers, but so long as I'm taken care of, I suppose that's all that really matters. And I was also thinking earlier, I was watching some of the older players and the people that play in the old style all through the week, and I was thinking what an amazing place that they've had here for a number of years, and they encourage all of the musicians. They cherish and love and treasure and collect the older players and the older music and the older instruments, and then they're just as encouraging to those who want to do something a little different. And I hope that you understand what a real American treasure this is. But we do appreciate a chance to be here. I was telling grandson Zach that I used to be four. And he looked at me and he said, well, yeah, but that was too long ago to remember. So I said, okay. Wesley woke me up. I was in one of those dozes that early to bed people get into when they're kept up past nine. And I was sort of sitting there in a fog, and he said, come play this new instrument. And I came in there, and I had this phrase of Zach's running through my head, that was too long ago to remember. And I got to thinking about when my mother was four, and I saw a picture of her when she was four, and was envisioning this in me and Zach's mother. And I was thinking of us all being four, and we were connected with the same tunes that all of us have been sung and all of us have sung. So I call this medley of tunes from our four childhoods too long ago to remember.
Thank you.
Yes, well, I don't really have too many lucid moments, but I had one when I was so young that was really too long ago to remember. I married Wesley Thompson. So occasionally even I do something right, you know. And then number two thing was I went away one weekend and he learned how to play the hammered dulcimer. That was pretty clever of me. And then as some of you know, I tuned dulcimers so imperfectly that Wesley decided he needed to help. Third thing I did right. I also found some tunes that Wesley and I really enjoy, but we don't know any names, so you don't have to listen to the titles of them. Several Irish polkas with no names.
Well, they've got names with no vowels.
Oh, yeah, they have names. You just can't read them.
Right.
And one of them means no name in Gaelic. All right, you ready?
Linda and Wes Thompson. I have to apologize to Linda. I was told after my introduction that she has been here before. It's been about 4 years since she taught here at Spring Dulcimer Week, and we're glad to have her back, and I apologize for calling her a rookie. Anyway, we're going to take a 15-minute intermission. Augusta's store is downstairs. We'll flash the lights when we're ready to go. There's lots more to come, so we'll see you back in a few minutes.